On Sunday, March 25th, Music in the Great Hall presents Electric Counterpoint with flute soloist Claire Chase and percussionist Svet Soyanov. With me in the studio is the artistic director of Music in the Great Hall, Laura Johnson. Welcome.
Thanks, Diana. Nice to be here.
This program has a very interesting title, Electric Counterpoint. And from whence does that come? Is everything on the program electronic?
No, indeed. The title comes from one of the pieces that they're playing is Steve Reich's work, Electric Counterpoint. And there are three electronic pieces on the program, but there are also four, I believe, acoustic pieces. So each of the soloists will be playing some solo Bach, transcribed, of course, for flute and for marimba, which is going to be really amazing. They're also playing some Takamitsu and the Xanakis, I believe, is going to be the other amplified piece. So it's definitely going to be an exciting, kind of thrilling, adventurous program.
Claire Chase has performed all over the place, Lincoln Center, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, the Kennedy Center. Svet Soyanov has also performed at the Kennedy Center as well as Carnegie Hall, the Ravinia Festival. I mean, they've got major careers. It's really a coup for you guys to have them.
These guys are the real deal. And they're both former winners of the prestigious Concert Artists Guild competition in New York. And for them to be winning that competition on instruments that are not violin and piano, which are, you know, it's so easy, a lot easier given the repertoire for violinists and pianists to win competitions like that. So the fact that they're both winners of that is really indicative of their tremendous abilities. If you've managed to visit our website, you can find some really amazing YouTube clips of each of them individually. Just phenomenal musicianship from both of them. We're so excited to have them.
Is there a lot of repertoire either for solos for either those instruments or for the two together, or do they end up transcribing all the time?
I'm sure they end up doing a lot of transcriptions. As a pianist, it's not my area of expertise in terms of repertoire. So I'm as excited as you are to hear what this music is going to sound like. But I would imagine that creativity really has to play a role in selecting the music and also in finding a range of things that are not all new. You know, for flute and percussion, a lot of the pieces are going to be recently written, and a program is much better balanced when it includes older pieces as well, which they've certainly achieved with the inclusion of two Bach solos on the program.
Claire Chase has a very interesting New York-based ensemble called the International Contemporary Ensemble. Is that it? The ICE Ensemble?
The ICE Ensemble. Such a great name.
Yeah. What does that group do?
She is just a magnetic figure, and she started the group. I'm not sure exactly what year it was, but they are really going great guns in New York. They're getting a lot of attention. They do a lot of outreach with kids in New York City and are really doing a lot to bring new compositions to the public's ear, which is just a wonderful, it's a labor of love.
This is Electric Counterpoint presented by Music in the Great Hall, Sunday, March 25th. There's a pre-concert conversation with Dr. Judah Adashi, award-winning composer, at 3 o'clock. The concert itself begins at 3:30, and there's a wine and cheese reception with the artist after the performance. And Laura, what's the phone number and website, please, for more information?
Sure. The website is migh.org, and our phone number is 410-989-1973.
With me in the studio today, Laura Johnson, Artistic Director of Music in the Great Hall. We've been talking about Electric Counterpoint on Sunday, March 25th, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.